Living in hope, I am.
Perfect. Perfect, just like a cat.
Get things done like they've never. Thank you. just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later, a movie too, and then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of goal, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Some kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. Needy eat man-made, they wear phony clothes. They sit with our picture and build it.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load.
Well, me, I like plastics and digital foils. Wrap up a sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison you spell at night. Like phony clothes, but I really like my
some kind of nature.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul. got to wrap around you. The needy eat and move, they wear phony clothes. They sit with our picture book and build it.
acting. Oh, what your heart has told you is nothing gonna hold you from flying away. Flying away. Flying away.
And you lied. Thank you. Try another year. beach with some famous underground bubblegum kings, as was 25 hours a day, as the famous people mentioned the very first. Then we had Big Bad, King Avalanche, and then we got a country mind continued to rock and roll down the street. Young America's Saturday Night Club.
can almost taste a smoky trail of birds. Thank you.
Thank you. Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as happy folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, the strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folk slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk climbed deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into gastrophony so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, time's come to see, there's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me
we'll be right back. But, you know, one trauma